Dr. Kevin Most is on a phone line, a regular guest here at WGN Radio. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. Hi, Dr. Most. Thanks for saying hi.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good. So if I've had COVID, I'm naturally vaccinated, right? How much more necessary is a COVID vaccine then?
Yeah, well, if you look at the research, and we like to do that, you know, it's shown that those who have had an infection, we don't know how long the protection will last from natural. And there are reasons for that. If you think of individuals that had very mild, asymptomatic almost infections, all the way up to those who are hospitalized. But the studies have shown that individuals who had COVID and did not get vaccinated have a 2.5 times higher chance of getting reinfected. So I would say, you know, the vaccine would be a good idea. But the other thing is, if you look at what they're doing in France, Germany, and Italy, they're only giving you one dose of the vaccine if you had previously been infected, something we should be strongly considering.
So you do carry a measure of vaccination, having had COVID. And in Europe, they're only saying you need one more shot. I think a lot of us are saying, so is it 60% plus 30% or something like that, doctor?
Yeah, and I hate to use percentages because it's more like 60% plus 50%. You say, well, come on, you can't get over 100%. But certainly what we're seeing is individuals who had COVID and then got that first dose, they get a very robust response after that first dose to levels higher than individuals who would have gotten just the regular two doses of the vaccine.
So if you've had COVID, lucky you, in a way.
Correct.
If you've survived it and you get the vaccine, now you're very vaccinated.
Correct. Individuals that have natural immunity and vaccinated on top of it are much better protected than those who just had the regular two vaccines and no infection.
Still, some of our listeners are wondering, why don't we at least guesstimate the total vaccinated population by including the population that has not been vaccinated but has had COVID? That's got to be a lot of people, right?
Well, it is. And if you look at the numbers now that you're hearing, you know, it's 50% are fully vaccinated, 73% have had at least one. How many of those 23% actually had COVID and got one dose and now are better protected? And certainly we don't know everybody who had COVID because many people had it and we don't even know that they had it.
Well, doctor, I'm thinking of the 27%. If you said 73% have had some measure of vaccination, of that 27% who haven't, what percentage of them have had COVID, knowingly or otherwise?
Exactly. Well, so, and that's why you're seeing hospitalizations are down. That's why you're seeing, you know, cases are still up because we're starting to see, you know, what we call breakthrough cases. But certainly hospitalizations are down for the most part in areas where we're heavily vaccinated. You can just look at the maps. You can look at the Chicago metro area. We're doing fairly well. The individuals who have not are unvaccinated. But then look at the south. You can see where the hospitals are still busting at the seams where they have low vaccination rates.
So then what do you tell the schools?
Tell them around vaccinations for kids or
well,
around...
I know a lot of parents don't want their kids to go to CPS schools. They're worried about the kids going to a sick environment.
Yeah, we have to remember that our concern with children is not as much the illness, although we know that some people will have that multi-system inflammatory syndrome. We know that that's going to happen to a small population. The vast majority of kids are going to do well with this, but our concern is them bringing it back into the homes where there's vulnerable parents, grandparents, people that are immunocompromised. So it's really for the kids, it's going to be is this to protect the child or is this to protect the parents and the rest of the community and slow the spread, which is probably one of the biggest things that we're really trying to do with kids. The longer we have spread, the longer we have large number of cases, the higher chance of another variant.
Doctor, you're a doctor. Nicki Minaj is not, but more people follow Nicki Minaj on social media than follow you. Yeah. She was not allowed to go to the Met Gala last night because she's not vaccinated. And to her millions, many of whom are persons of color, she tweeted this. They want you to get vaxxed for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grip your head and face, not that loose one. She says that when she does go on tour, she'll probably get vaccinated because they won't let her in the buildings. What's your thought about her advice to her followers?
Well, I'm not sure what more information we need to get into people's hands. You know, when you look at the safety of this vaccine and the effectiveness of it, with billions of doses being given now, when you look across the, you know, entire global situation. But, I mean, look at the hospitalizations right now. 99%, 97% are unvaccinated. That tells us that the vaccine is working. We're not having issues with the vaccine. People say, oh, I heard so-and-so died from the vaccine. You know, someone died maybe after getting the vaccine. There's no causal effect there because it may have been caused by the vaccine. The number of people that have the slight number of side effects for a day or two, I can tell you, should be relieved that they're not going to end up with chronic heart disease, chronic lung disease, cognitive disorders, learning disabilities, and also to have issues with, you know, taste and smell. We have to understand that the disease goes well beyond what we're seeing in hospitals and the long haulers and the people with long chronic symptoms that have damage to their lungs and hearts that is irreparable is really a bigger concern.
Hello, doctor. I'm 74 and fully vaccinated. Is it okay to go to a wedding with about 150 people?
Well, you're fully vaccinated, so yourself, you're pretty well protected. Of the 150 people that you're going to be around, you have no clue. So 74 and healthy, I would still say, hey, wear a mask if you're going to be in close contact talking to people. But certainly, you've done the right thing to get vaccinated to protect yourself. The other thing we have to remember is even people who are fully vaccinated can still get the illness. We know they have breakthrough cases and mild, and they can spread it to others who aren't vaccinated. So do the right thing to protect those who are going to be at the wedding.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. As always, thank you, Dr. Most.
John, you take care. We'll talk soon.